Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Talk To Me Sports Radio Network.
Talk To Me Sports Radio. You have me, Kevin Dixon, the host with the most, coming to you live from the, you know where I'm coming from the jungle, better known as the Garden. Basketball season is coming, playoffs getting ready to start up, and things heating up. It's going to be a good thing going on right now. Got the NCAA tournament tonight. UConn against Kentucky. I'm going all out and saying UConn because my man Kevin Ollie, he's a smooth operator. That's all I got to say. He said we're the best place to plant a seed in the tournament. So, you know, he know what he's doing. He got UConn ready. I'm called, they say it's a upset, but I'm telling you right now, ain't no upset. UConn all the way. Females, UConn all the way. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be UConn going to be partying. They're going to get finished playing. After they play tonight, they're going to party. Then they're going to party on Tuesday or Wednesday whenever the girls play. You know, they're going to party the whole weekend. They're going to party the whole week. UConn, all up in that area, that northern part of the United States, Mass area, all that up there, they're going to party. They're going to get their party on. They're going to get their party on. That's all I got to say. Couple other things I got going on today. Got a couple questions for people. NFL, you know, they play 16 games now. And Chris Johnson just got released from the Tennessee Titans. Guy averaged 1,000 yards six years in a row. So he's among Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson, those type of guys. He's among those guys with that stat right there. But my question is, should 1,000 yards be the benchmark anymore for NFL running backs? Because let's say you get 1,000 yards. Man, you're only averaging 64 yards a game. You know, you can say to me, well, you know what, 64 yards is hard to get, you know, in a game, let alone get 100 yards a game. But my question is right here. If you got 16 games, and if you can average 64, you probably can average 85. You know, there's going to be a game where you might just blow it up and get 100, 125. You know, and there's going to be games where you're not going to get as much, like 15, 30, 45, whatever the case may be. But if you average 64 yards a game, you're getting 1,000 yards. So I'm just saying, I don't know if that benchmark is a good benchmark anymore because you're playing more games. You know, back in the day when you played 12 games or you played 10 games, 1,000 yards meant something. That means you had an average of 100 yards a game if you played 10 games, okay? Now you play more games, they're still saying that benchmark is the benchmark. Me personally, I say 1,300 yards should be the benchmark for them. That's all I'm saying. That should be the benchmark, you know what I'm saying? Because that way you know you get it in at 1,300 yards. You put in your work. You're putting in your work. That's all I got to say about that. Because you're going to put in your work. You know what I'm saying? You're going to put in a hard day's work. Oh, another thing. Man, I'm 23 years old, and I got $45 million. What do you think I'm going to do with $45 million and I'm 23 years old? I'm bringing this up because these young athletes today get a whole lot of loot, a lot of bread, cheese, however you want to call it. You know, I don't know what the young boys call it a dub or whatever, I don't know. But my thing is, at 23 years old, and you got $45 million, UCL prig, and he comes to the game late, okay? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt came to the game late because this is his first day of opening season that he's been with the Dodgers. okay? There's some people saying that he should be reprimanded behind it. You know, I'm saying give him young man a chance. Because if you look at it like this, he's 23 years old. He's from Cuba, okay, where life wasn't that good for him down there. Because if it was, he wouldn't came to the United States to play baseball, okay? But, yeah, he got in trouble with his car, driving 100-some miles an hour, you know, with his mom in the car. That's crazy right there, you know what I'm saying? Because my mom get in the car with me. I do over 70. She telling me to pull down. She telling me to slow down a little bit or pull over and let her drive. By the time we get there, it'd be the next day if I let my mom drive. I'm just saying. But my thing is, though, is this is all new to him. So my thing is, what the Dodgers need to do is put that man in a support group. Okay? Now, like I said, he got two tickets for driving, speeding. Now, who's to say how many tickets he got prior to that before they even gave him a ticket? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you're a superstar, they let you get away with a few things. And if you keep trying to get away with the same things, then they're going to come down on you. Okay? So, now, he got his cousin driving him around. Okay? So, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Now, if that's your cousin, if your cousin's driving you around, that's cool. But my thing is, though, how can your cousin probably wasn't the reason why you were late. You were late because you just didn't pay attention to what's going on. So, my thing is, 23 years old, get you a support group, you know, for everything that you do in your life. At 23 years old with $45 million, you need a support group to help you get through the things that you're going through. Okay, because that's a lot of loot to give to a young man at 23 years old. Everybody out there, you're 23 years old and you got $45 million. What are you going to do? What's the first thing you're going to do? Buy you a ride. Get you a crib. Get you some jewelry. At 23 years old, you know what I'm saying? You're still young. You know, you 2 years removed from being 21. So take it easy on the young man. You know, just take it easy on him. Let him fill himself out this year. You know what I'm saying? Middle season. If he's still cutting up, then he got a hammering. But let him do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody makes mistakes. You know what I'm saying? As long as you apologize for it, we're forgiving. You know, fans are very forgiving people. So my thing is, if you're a fan, like I am, I'm very forgiving. That's all I got to say. Getting to some sports trivia today. First person that calls in with the answers to my trivia questions, I'm going to give them a Talk to Me Sports Radio T-shirt. I don't care if you live here or you don't live here. Wherever you live, I'll mail it to you because then you showing off the radio show's T-shirt. That's free advertisement. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. I got four questions, you know what I'm saying, and whoever gets them right, they get that T-shirt. Now, my first question is this right here. And I know you're going to Google it, but my thing is don't Google it. Call in and just take a wild guess, okay? Take a wild guess. But I'm going to give you the hardest one out of all of them. It took me all day long to find the answer to this question right here. And the question is, who was the last Afro-American baseball player to play in the World Series? And what year did he play for and who did he play for? Okay? So check that out. Figure that one out and get back with me on that question right there. You know what I'm saying? Get back with me on that question right there. Getting into a little NFL right now, the Washington Redskins. Okay, I know how much everybody wants them to change their name to something else. You know, Native Americans saying that, you know, it's degrading to them. They don't like it. They want them to change their name. They want them to do this. They want them to do that. You know, even got Congress involved and maybe changing the name to something else. But lo and behold, is they said 90% of the Washington Redskins base fan, which includes about between 18 and 20% of Native Americans, which are Indians, support the nickname of Redskins. So who's the one in the TP blowing the smoke? Because from that statement right there, they cool with it. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's all I'm doing. I'm just saying. Buffalo Bills owner, he passed away. God bless his soul. Rest in peace, young man. Did a great job for Buffalo. Did a great job for the NFL. You know, just rest in peace, and, you know, you're in our prayers, and God bless you and your family. But rumor is that Donald Trump, off a Shark Tank or whatever he was, Enterprise or the whatever talk show he had, he's talking about buying the Buffalo Bills. If he does, then that's cool. He just can't be another Jerry Jones, because we don't need no more Jerry Joneses in the NFL ruining our game that we love. The game that we look forward to every Sunday from September to January to watch play. He can't, don't let him ruin that for us. So, Donald Trump, if you want him, go get him. Take good care of him. Treat him like your baby. Take care of your players, and they'll take care of you. That's all I'm saying about that one. DeSean Jackson is now Washington Redskins. Okay. Now check this out. 2008, since he came in the league, DeSean Jackson has led the league in catches of over 40 yards or more, with 35 catches in the league. That means 40 yards or more, he's catching the ball. That means he's a deep threat. Philly, I don't know what he said, what he done, but the only thing I know is that y'all might regret letting that man go, especially going to a team within your division, and I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be tough for y'all, because you know he's gonna come back with some vengeance on y'all guys. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, and it's gonna be all right, Eagle fans. But don't get mad if he catch a 40-yard pass or more and score on y'all, because you know he coming back with vengeance, like I said. Another thing. This is what I got to say about this right here. You know there's always somebody left in the green room, and I want to know who it's going to be. Who do you think it's going to be? Who do you think going to be left in the green room when the NFL have their draft? When the first 32 picks are done, who's going to be still sitting in the green room? You got anybody got any questions to ask about it? Anybody got suggestions? And do what you do. Just give me a call. But right now, I'm going to let y'all think about that. But right now, we're going to pay a couple bills here. We're going to pay a couple bills. So I'll be right back to you.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future? The future of kids, like a stock. Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney for my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
That's what's up, people. That's what's up. A terrible terrible thing is the waste of mind. And if you don't have your college, if you don't have your diploma, go back to school and get it. If you got your diploma, go to college, get a degree. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to hurt nothing. The only thing it can do is help. You know what I'm saying? College degree guarantee you just a little bit, guarantee you another $10,000 to $20,000 more extra on your paycheck when you go to apply for a job and they see that you got that 4-year degree. You know what I'm saying? But But college is very important to us, and we need to take advantage of what we can take advantage of as far as us getting our education, because education is a very important part of our lives, and we need to take advantage of those types of things. Okay? But let me just – we want to say congratulations to some Hall of Famers going into the NBA. One of my favorite players of all time, Alonzo Mourning, is in the Hall of Fame. Mitch Richmond is in the Hall of Fame. Nolan Richardson is in the Hall of Fame. Gary Williams is in the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to them guys of going in the Hall of Fame. Mitch Richmond, he's probably going to go in as Sacramento King. Alonzo Mourning, he played with a couple teams, but he won a championship with Miami, so he'll probably go in as a Miami. But if he goes in with the Charlotte Hornets, I ain't mad at him for it because I like him. He's from Georgetown. You know, that's my club, my college club, so I ain't mad at him. So Alonzo Mourning, Mitch Richmond, and Nolan Ryan, and Gary Williams, congratulations for making it to the Basketball Hall of Fame. And a lot of people don't really understand that the Basketball Hall of Fame is unique in itself because it's Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not the NBA. It's not the NCAA. It's not none of that. It's just one Hall of Fame for basketball. So that means college goes there, the pros go there, high school goes there. Everybody that makes the Hall of Fame goes to one Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? It's called Basketball Hall of Fame. So congratulations to you guys for making it in. Now, I tell you what, Tim Hardaway got to be in there next year. There's no two ways about it. He got snubbed this year, but he definitely needs to be in there. He definitely needs to be in the Hall of Fame. So, people, if you're out there and you're listening, if you got a vote, because if I had a vote, Timmy would be in. So, if you got a vote, you better put Tim in. That's like JoJo White. He need to be in, too. But that's for another day. That's another day conversation. Getting to some little NBA information here. The Truth said he wants to come back to Beantown. Is that the truth or what? Rumor is he told the Nets, I'm one and done. If we don't get it done this year, I'm out. So, thing is, we're going to find out if he's one and done. I think KG's done after this year, though. I really do. His body's breaking down. He just, you know, Father Time is catching up to him. So, KG had a great career. You go ahead and, after this year, relax, man. Get ready for the Hall of Fame speech. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're going in there as the Boston Celtics. No two ways about it. Some people may argue about it, but that's what you won a championship for. And you know your number going to get retired anyway. So, you know, you go ahead and do your thing. But that's for another story. But I just want to congratulate them young men for getting it. Okay? Now, the new commissioner, who I like, is thinking about shortening the NBA season. They're talking about 15 games or more. They're talking about. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I really don't know because I don't know if the season's going to start like it's been starting, start a little bit later. I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I'm just throwing it out there because that's what he said. You know, he seemed like he's a good commissioner to me. You know, he said the players don't like the sleeves, I'm going to get rid of sleeves. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about the players. It's about the fans. He's just the commissioner, and he's the one that got to control everything, but it's about the players and it's about the fans. Okay? So maybe the season may get short, maybe the season may not. Maybe they talk about lengthening the basketball court because these guys are bigger and faster than them guys 10, 20 years ago. They even talked about raising the rim. So, you know, they're going to finagle some things with the NBA, see what they can come up with, some kind of suggestions or, you know, to make the game a little bit more exciting. Not that it's not exciting now, but, you know, they're going to tweak some things to it. You know, they're probably going to try to do some overseas stuff, too. I'm not too crazy about that, but, you know, it is what it is. When they say it ain't about the money, it is about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's simple as that. But, on to the next thing. Carmelo Anthony is in a holding pattern right now. I don't know. I have no inkling what he's going to do now. I'm just as confused as Carmelo is right now because he don't know if he want to stay, if he want to go, if he want to win, if he want to lose. He don't even know what he want to do. You know, the thing about it is, right now, you know, they're playing to get in the playoffs. They're playing with house money because they ain't got no draft choices, so it don't matter where they go. So they might as well go ahead and win, try to win and get in the playoffs because if they don't get in the playoffs, they still ain't going to have no draft choice. So you might as well go ahead on out and rock out and try to do what you can do. You know what I'm saying? You might get in the playoffs. You might get a little hot, do some things in the playoffs. Somebody might get hurt here or there, and you never know where you're going to end up in being. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is that Melo is in the holding pattern right now, and nobody knows. Even Melo don't even know what he's going to do. You know, one thing we know is that the coach is probably going to get fired. Another thing we know is that Mark Jackson probably would work him out in Golden State. I don't know if he's doing that on purpose or not because you know that job in New York is coming open because he'll probably be a prime candidate for that. Talking about Steve Kerr might be the coach for the New York Knicks, but I think that Mark Jackson wants a bite of the apple. I don't think he wants a bite of the red apple. So we're going to find out what's going on with that and excuse me, and see where Mark Jackson ends up at. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. It is what it is. Getting into some more NBA news. The Los Angeles Lakers. Me being a Celtics fan, I'm loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Dougie Fresh, loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Seeing them guys get destroyed the way they're getting destroyed. Okay, you can sit and say, well, Boston losing too. They losing just like everybody else is losing. Yeah, we are. Yeah, Boston is losing. But we ain't losing by no 30. We ain't losing by no 40 points. We're losing by 10, maybe 12. You know what I'm saying? But we staying competitive and shows us that we maybe need one or two players to get back in the thick of things with us, and we'll be right back in the playoffs. But the Lakers? Woo! They in a little, man, I don't know what's going on with the Lakers. Because Mr. Bush said, quote-unquote, D'Antonio ain't going nowhere. So if D'Antonio don't go anywhere and Kobe comes back next year, what's going to happen? Is Kobe going to request a trade? Is Kobe going to force a trade? What is Kobe going to do? I once thought that Kobe and I once thought that the dude in San Antonio, Duncan, will be the last two guys, quote-unquote, to play for a team and play soccer for the team and retire from a team. That's what I thought. But right now, it looks like I got a call online. Eric code is 97821. Last four is 2152. Might be a UConn fan calling me. Talk to me, Sports Radio. Who am I speaking to? Okay, they. I guess they didn't want to talk. I guess they didn't want to talk. So, back to what I was saying. Maybe that was a UConn fan. He was a little shy. I don't know. You know, it is what it is. But getting back to the Lakers, the rumor is that Kobe said he's not playing for D'Antonio. So if he's not playing for D'Antonio, then who he going to play for? I'm going to say it like this. You can keep this underneath your hat if you want to. But the Bulls might have a shot for him. And he might just come back home to the Sixers and play with the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? Because his fans here on the East Coast never really got a chance to see Kobe play a whole lot because he was out in L.A. all the time. He didn't play no college ball. You know, so he went straight to L.A. So that's a possibility, people. Kobe could be in some red, white, and blue 76er. His dad would probably love that. Or he could be the Chicago Bulls. You never know. Because if D'Antonio stays, he might ask to go. Speaking of the Sixers. Whew. Speaking of the Sixers. That's all I can do is say, speaking of the Sixers. But you know what, though? Nerlens knows. this guy is ready to play right now. They said, he said, coach, put me in the game. I'm ready to play today. I'm ready to play today. So my thing is they going to play, if they going to let him play at all this year. They only got a couple games left. I think you should let him go ahead and play. Rock it out. Show the NBA, show the fans, show the world how good this young man can be, but just give him a little taste of it. You know, give him a little leg, take a little back, show him a little leg, bring a little back. You know what I'm saying? So they should let the kid play a couple games so Sixers fans can be hungry for next year. They say, man, I can't wait. I'm getting ready to get my season tickets right now so I can see them guys play next year. Because from what I'm heard, they said the guy's playing good ball. He's practicing well. So go ahead, Coach Brown. Let him rock out, man. Let the kid get some PT in. It can't hurt nothing, can it? You know what I'm saying? If he's ready to play, let him play. Everybody wants to see him play. You know, you want to see him play. The team wants to see him play. The fans want to see him play. The whole NBA wants to see him play. So let him play. Let him play. That's all I got to say about that. You ain't got nothing to lose. If he does well, then y'all going to have a season ticket holders going to be happy. You get some more season ticket holders. Because, you know, the Sixers fans, they hard. They rough, man. They rough on y'all. If you ain't winning, they ain't coming out and watch y'all play. You know that. You know that. So go ahead and let the dude play. The Pacers. Only thing I can say is Bird out. That, I don't even know if you want to call it a game the other night they played. But it didn't look good. Didn't look good at all. I don't know what to say about it. But the Pacers look like they're done. And the playoffs haven't even started yet. And what can you say about that? Because, you know, they worked this hard all year long to get in the position that they're in to win or be in the runnings to get the number one seed in the East. And they're playing like they have nothing on the line. How do you do that? In the world, can you do that? And not, I mean, this, you play with no passion, no love, no heart. Come on, guys. You don't understand that the window and the opportunity to win the NBA championship is very, very small. Because you got teams out there right now that got salary cap room. They're looking to make some moves next year. And it ain't going to be so easy for you to get what you want to get next year compared to this year. So this is my thing is, you better get ready to do what you got to do and play some basketball. Find that fire and that desire that you had at the beginning of the season and make it work for you. Make it work for you. Because the other night, guys didn't look too good. Didn't look too good at all. Speaking on college basketball, I see that Jabari Parker is really thinking about not coming out. And that might be a good idea, young man, to hold off a little bit longer to come to the NBA. Because right now, whoever you go to ain't going to be doing too much winning. Out of the top five teams, I say the Celtics is closest to maybe making the playoffs next year if they get a couple of additional players to the team. Sixers ain't going to do nothing. Milwaukee, I don't know. Understand? That owner just need to go ahead and just – he just need to go ahead and sell that team because he's doing some people up in Milwaukee no justice at all. No justice, no peace. You know what I'm saying? How can you just have a team like that and not do nothing with them? I just don't understand that. They just playing. You know what I'm saying? They just waiting for the season to be over with so they can pack their bags and go on about their business. You know? So, Jabari Parker, I mean, if you stay another year, I ain't going to be mad at you. I totally understand. I mean, if you look at it, the Sixers got like seven draft choices. They got number 2, number 11, 32, 39, 46, 52, and 55. Okay? Now, if they had a team that could ball, that could really ball, I mean, they got a team now, but they ain't not winning no games. I'm saying they lost, what, 20-some games in a row? That means it's almost like rebuilding over again. So whoever they get in this draft choice, I mean, he's going to be a part of the – he's going to be a piece of the puzzle, but he's not going to be the cog that make the little engine go – the little engine that could run. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is right here is Sixers going to go ahead and do what they're going to do anyway. Well, I'm draft choices. They may pack somebody up to get somebody. I don't know. You know, I don't really know. I mean, it's really hard for me to speak on the Sixers on this aspect. But I think they're going to, you know, they're going to be better than what they were this year, next year. They're going to pack the house, because if they're going to let my man play, Knowles play a couple games this year, I definitely believe that they're going to get their season ticket holders is going to double, because they're going to see what they got, and they're going to play some basketball with him. And you got the Milwaukee Bucks, who got four draft choices. They're saying they might be number one. Okay, then they got 31, and they got 36, and they got 49th pick. So they got four draft choices. So I don't know what Milwaukee going to do. I know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wants to coach him, and you can't go wrong with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest basketball players to ever put on the lace of a pair of sneakers on his feet. You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with him, because he didn't play. Won championships and everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't take nothing away from the guy, because you know he's going to teach him how to play. And then he's going to even teach somebody how to do that sky hook. Matter of fact, Kareem, come on over to Boston. You know what I'm saying? Be assistant coach over there and teach somebody how to do that hook shot, because that's an unblockable shot. Nobody has ever blocked a hook shot. So, Kareem, if Milwaukee don't want you, I know Boston will take you. So, come on over here and teach somebody how to do that hook shot. And then you got the Celtics, the Magic, the Timberwolves, and the Mavericks. All of them have two picks apiece. So you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You got 20 draft choices, 20 draft picks between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams. You got 6 teams with all these draft choices, okay? And out of all of them, Mavericks is the only one that got a chance of making the playoffs, okay? So that means if they do something with the draft choices they got, they back in the mix again. They may get somebody that may help Dirk stick around for another 4 or 5 years, because he ain't got to work as hard. So you never know. That could be a good combination for them guys right there. That could be a real nice combination for them guys right there. So, you know, it is what it is. So my thing is that, you know, this draft is going to be something to see. And all I can say is the Sixers might do something with what they got. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. And some local news here. The Harrisburg Sharks won Saturday, 28-14. It was an old-fashioned football game again. In the mud, in the rain, in the cold, with Lil Payne. Them guys look good. First half, they struggled a little bit. They were down 8-0. And then they came back. Scored 3 in a row, I believe it was, and then the other team scored, Newville Mud Dogs. So they took the season series from the Mud Dogs, convincingly, actually, in my opinion. If the weather would have been better, the game probably would have been as close. But the thing about it is they had a new quarterback, because the quarterback got hurt. So they had a new quarterback in the quarterback position. He did one heck of a job. Okay, so they didn't really miss a beat. It's just that the weather and the field was the reason why they couldn't get on track at the very beginning. So congratulations to the Harrisburg Sharks. They still have one loss. They're 3-1, I believe. And this weekend coming up, they play a team, Virginia. I think it's Virginia Chargers that they play. And you guys, if you ain't doing nothing, come on out and check them out, man. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. They got a young man by the name of Gabe, the running back. I can't think of his last name. Oliver Gabe is his name. 5'9", 190-pound running back. And the guy can run. He don't just run. He runs over people. You would say 190 pounds, he ain't doing nothing. Yo, the young man can run over people. He got nice, shifty moves. He got cuts. He got spins. He got everything in the back that you want, okay? So him and himself is exciting. And if I'm not mistaken, he had, before this last game, he had about 465 in rushing. I might be wrong. I'm not for sure. I can't find the stats on that. But I know he's doing well at the running back position. Yeah, and yeah, next week they play, next Saturday at 1 o'clock they play the Virginia Chargers at Susquehanna Township High School. So if you get the opportunity, come on out, check them out. The weather's going to be great this weekend, so you ain't got to worry about the rain or the snow or anything of that nature because it's going to be pretty nice outside. So if you get an opportunity, come on out and check them out. I mean, you won't be disappointed, okay? Now, the Lady Assaults, they play in Baltimore next week. They play 4:12 at 5 o'clock at Baltimore. They play Baltimore Nighthawks. So if you get an opportunity, if you're down in the Baltimore area and you know where they're going to play at, check them out. I'm gonna try to get down there because Baltimore's not that far from where I live, so I'm gonna try to get down and check them out, so I can come back and report on them, let you know how well they did do, because this is all about sports, and females they get it in just like the males get it in. So if you get out, like I said, if you get opportunity, come watch them play. You won't be, I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed if you watch them play some football, okay? Getting into some college athletics, matter of fact, let me do something right quick here. Okay?
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is get that GED. If you ain't got it, go get it, because it's very important to you that you get that college. Get that GED so you can get that college education. Because in this day's world, man, that diploma ain't the only, that diploma is not going to do it for you no more. You got to go back to school. You got to go back to school and get that diploma and then get that degree. Okay? Get that degree. Speaking of college basketball again, we're going to talk about the female side of the house. Okay? We got two undefeated teams playing against each other. Okay? We got the UConn Huskies, and then you got Notre Dame Fighting Irish playing against each other. This is going to be one exciting game. They're both undefeated. You hear me? You heard what I said? Yeah, I said it. They're undefeated. They are undefeated. So, this is going to be an entertaining game, in my opinion. So, if you like women's basketball, please check them out because you're going to enjoy. You're going to enjoy this game immensely. I'm telling you right now, you're going to enjoy it immensely. They I was kind of pulling for Maryland yesterday. They didn't come through, but I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? That probably was one of the worst games they played all season long, you know. And the thing about it is that that's okay. That's okay because They did well. Alisa Thomas did well. She did well. She's a little disappointed, you know what I'm saying, because she didn't go to the championship game. But that's okay because she understands the big picture. You know, she understands the big picture. And hopefully she will be at the next level, which I know she will. They're saying somewhere around third or fourth she might get drafted. But I got to say this one thing, Ms. Thomas. I'm going to follow you, but if you go to the New York Liberty, I'm going to follow you, but I can't cheer for them. I don't have no team, but is there something about them New York teams I don't care too much for? I don't know what it is. It's something I just can't cheer for a New York team. I'm telling you right now, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is in me that don't let me cheer for no New York teams. It is what it is, and sometimes it is what it is. So congratulations on your season. Season well done. And I wish you all the best of luck in the coming future for what's going to be a great, you're going to be a great success story in the WNBA. I know you're going there. There's no two ways about it. We just want to see who you go to. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy everything. Enjoy the ride while you can. And hopefully you will have a good career. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having technical difficulties here. I don't know what happened. But we'll be right back with you as soon as possible. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. And sorry for that issue right there. I don't know what happened. You know, every time you try to do something right, the devil always gets involved and try to mess the things up for you. So I'm back on air. Everything's good, and we're moving right along. So as I was saying earlier, you know, that with the college basketball young ladies, you know, with Alisa Thomas playing, and you know, she's a little disappointed in how things turned out, but all in all, she did well. She is basically one of the best players to ever come out of the University of Maryland, okay? And numbers don't lie. Numbers do not lie, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you that right now. Numbers don't lie. And she is on top of her game. And let me just break some things down to you to let you know where she stands at as far as her numbers are concerned. With Ms. Thompson. She is the leading scorer, all-time leading scorer for Maryland, boys and girls. She had 135 career games, all starts. She is the all-time leading scorer in school history with 2,356 points. Nobody, let me rephrase that again, nobody in Maryland history, male or female, has more. And the final rebounds of career Sunday night, Thompson became the all-time leading in school history as well with rebounds of 1,235, that number right there. And, excuse me, her career average was 17.4 points a game, 9.1 rebounds a game in the ACC. So, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, numbers don't lie. numbers do not lie. And like I said, hopefully she'll do well in NBA. WNBA. And you know, she gets her congratulations from me. And if you see her around, just tell her, say thank you. Say thank you for her time on the court, enjoying and watching her play. I still say that they want to call little Bron Bron, but I'm gonna give her George Gervin, the Iceman. Because she played like a smooth operator. Nobody plays smoother than her. That's all I got to say about that right there. And it is what it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it because she got it going on like that. She definitely got it going on like that. So the NBA draft is coming up on us. The NFL draft is coming up on us. So we got a couple drafts coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, I need somebody to phone in and give me the answer to that question I just gave them. I know it's a hard question, but I'm waiting for an answer. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to call in and say something to me about the question. If you missed it, the question was, again, who was the last Afro-American to play in the World Series? What's his name? Who did he play for, and what year did he play? And I'm going to throw another one out here just to see if I can get a fist to bite on this one here. Which NBA player has won 6 rings with 3 different teams? Name the teams and the player that I'm referring to. So if you know that one, which is pretty easy, I gave you a pretty easy one. If you know that one, then go ahead and holler back at me and tell me who it is. You know what I'm saying? Just holler it out. You know, don't be shy. Just holler out. And I'm going to send you that T-shirt. If you know who it is, just go ahead and holler it out, and I'm going to send you that T-shirt. Okay? Right now, getting to some current sports. Let's go over some scores right now. In baseball, we're looking at a couple games are already over, I believe. And let's see what we got here. Excuse me. We got Texas and Boston is tied 1-1. Look like the top of the fourth. Tampa Bay and Kansas City just started. Baltimore and New York won 4-2. New York they won 2 in a row, I believe. Los Angeles Angels are 9-1 against Houston. Oakland 8-3 against Minnesota. And Cincinnati, St. Louis against Cincinnati is 5-3. And late games, we got Chicago White Sox playing Colorado Rockies. We got, look like we got a couple postponed games. So I guess they probably was on the East Coast where the bad weather was. It looked like San Diego was going to play Cleveland and Milwaukee was going to play Philly. So they might play a doubleheader sometime tomorrow for those games and make up those games right there. So that's what we have live for baseball. And basketball right now, I don't think we got nothing going on just yet because still early. And but tonight on the card we got the Detroit Pistons playing Atlanta Hawks. I think Atlanta's already in the playoffs, so they're playing to probably better stuff. We got a hot one coming on. We got the Brooklyn Nets against the Miami. Uh-oh. That's at 8 o'clock tonight, so that should be a humdinger. I think Kevin's playing tonight on that game. We got San Antonio against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We got the Dallas Mavericks against Utah. We got Oklahoma City Thunder against Sacramento Kings at 10. We got the Houston Rockets playing the Los Angeles Lakers at 10 tonight also. So, here, there we have it. And a couple meaningful games tonight, you know. That Miami-Brooklyn game might be a hot one, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't like each other, they don't like each other. So that might be a good game. You know, you never know. Might be a good game. You know, that might be... You might be looking at conference finals right there. with them two teams playing each other, but you never know. But even though I still say that Chicago is Miami's kryptonite, if Miami got to play Chicago, they may beat them, but they're going seven for sure. They're going to make them work for every bucket, every basket that they need. They're going to make them work hard for them. You know what I'm saying? Because they play that tenacious defense. So you will see what's going on. You got a couple in college basketball, so you got a couple guys that's coming out of college right now. I don't have a full slate of guys who's coming out right now, but there's a few guys that's coming out, and we'll update that at a later date. But there's a couple guys that probably should stay, but they're gonna come out. And I ain't mad at them for it, you know what I'm saying? You do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do, because it's you doing it. Just remember that when you get to the pros, not only is it just a game, but it's also a business. And when it comes to business, it's all about making money. And if you ain't making that bread, then something gonna happen to you. Something gonna happen. You ain't gonna stick around long. That's all I got to say. You won't be around long if you can't play the game of basketball. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Let me give you the lineup for Talk to Me Sports Radio. As always, Talk to Me Sports Radio is the only African-American sports talk radio network in the nation. I said the nation, people. Not Harrisburg, not Chicago, not L.A., not Miami. The nation, okay?
90 seconds.
And our website is www.blogtalkradio.com/talktomesportsradio. You can also hit us up at www.talktomesportsradio.com. The number to call into the show is 646-716-5245. And I'm your host with the most,
60 seconds.
Kevin Dixon, out of Harrisburg, Mondays, 7:30 to 8:30. We got Raymond Bennett, the co-founder, Tuesdays, 8 o'clock to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You got my boy Jerry Carpenter in Chi-Town, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. You got C. Vernon Martin out of South Beach, Miami, coming at you on Thursdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got my man Dan Harding out in L.A., where it never rains in Southern California, coming at you from Thursdays from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you got my boy, the young man Clifford Jackson, out of Lincoln University, right down the street, coming to us on Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you for listening in. Thank you for calling in. If I didn't get to you, I apologize. But you have a lovely, lovely, lovely evening.
This is the Talk to Me Sports Radio Network.